And also, why don't you guys give the name of your publication?
Oh, okay. This story originally came out in Kagur Cecile magazine. Kagur is the Irish word for whisper. It looks like C-O-G-A-R, but it's pronounced Kagur. It's Irish Celtic. And Cecile, which is Brian's magazine, is S-I-S-I-A-L. And he sort of joined my magazine a couple of years ago and made it so much better. It's been a lot of fun.
And it's the Welsh word for whisper because I'm part Welsh.
Yeah. Both of these are Celtic language groups that say the words for whisper, and mine is the Irish and his is the Welsh. So mainly what we do, short stories, poetry, creative writing, political analysis, political issues, essays, op-ed. Brian used to be the op-ed writer for one of the campus papers here, and I basically stole him away from the Stony Brook Press a couple of years ago. We do take submitted works, and we will publish them. We can't, we can't give you any money for them. We're poor, and he's a student, and I'm like unemployed currently. So, but we definitely love to publish other people's work, and we'll send you a copy of whatever we publish. You know, so
you get all the credit, and we don't mess with any of your stuff.
Yeah, so. If you want to like give us any feedback on this, we'll gladly publish it in next issue or something like that. You can link to my Limerick website, but it's got pictures of me in genderbender drag that have to be seen to be believed.
Don't even believe them then, darling.
Yeah.
Excellent.
This little sucker happened to be a trauma drag queen, as one of my cousins said. Trauma are the people that made, like, the Toxic Avenger and all that. This sucker definitely looks like totally fabulous, but strangely fabulous is all I can say.
So have you been in any films then? Any trauma films or other types of B-movies like that?
Well, Brian does film.
Yeah, my friend Jamie works for Trauma at the moment, and she's made two short films, one of which is a music video that I star in titled Love Neutered, which is based on a Sally episode about a person with no genitals.
Sounds fun. Why don't you tell them, I know you have a friend who had a Sally Jesse Raphael experience, if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's my friend Jamie. She was a guest on there years back. Unfortunately, we lost the tape. And pretty much, the host was great. The show was not very well done after a while, which is pretty much why it's off the air. Mm-hmm. And since then, my friend Jamie's been doing her own creative projects. She's written so many movies, I can't even count them. The video I just mentioned, a short film, both of those we're trying to get shown anywhere that's interested, pretty much. And I'm supposed to see her, I think, this weekend.
Excellent. And I want to congratulate you guys on the writing of this play, this XXXY Files play.
Well, thank you very much for all your vocal talents. They were excellent. And
yeah, you definitely have the best voice talent out of us.
Yeah, very much, very much.
Gee, thanks.
made it much better than I could have ever imagined. It was really terrific.
You guys did a lot of good work as well. We're patient with all the takes we had to do.
Oh, goodness.
John was very patient watching me edit the tape, just sitting there for hours while I was going back and forth with old Ampex reel-to-reel machines.
I feel like I live at the studio now.
We put a lot of hours into the production of this play.
Yeah, let's see, the actual taping of the voices took, what, two, something like 10 to 5 a.m. sessions?
Yeah, well, it was two nights. Yeah, I think we did it, what was it, 9 or 10 p.m. I think it was 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So, yeah, it was like 2 8-hour nights, and then we had like another 8-hour night just editing down the tracks and then like fully editing it and doing all the sound effects and finishing it. That was like I think it was a 16-hour job, was it?
Yeah, it was a marathon.
I got a question for you. How did all the editing get done and the sound effects? Explain that to the people out there.
That's an industry secret there.
Damn.
It's called reel to reel.
That's all I'll say about that.
I didn't even let me have sex.
We mustn't reveal our secrets.
But, yeah, we had a lot of time that we put in on this project, and what we would have normally done over a month, we did in 1 week because this was his last show. So I'm really glad that I'm highlighted as one of the, you know, the last things he produced, and it's terrific stuff. It's really...
Why don't you give them your email, Rob, if you don't mind.
Well, I do have a website you could go to.
Ah, sweet.
That website is http://www.geocities.com/StoogePunk. That's StoogePunk. Or you could also reach me at punk@wusb.fm. Once again, that's www.geocities.com/StoogePunk, StoogePunk, or at punk@wusb.fm. Although I am moving, so I'm not sure how I'll be getting the mail from that. But if you go to my website, there's an email address on there, or you can email me at StoogePunk@yahoo.com. That's StoogePunk. @yahoo.com. Once again, StoogePunk@yahoo.com. And hope to hear from you listeners out there. Once the music starts playing again, if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 632-6901 or 632-WSB. Choice of which of those numbers you want to use is up to you. Once again, I want to thank you guys for being on my show and giving me the opportunity to produce and edit this great radio play.
Thanks for giving us a place to do it.
Really. Thank you very much. Excellent. Really.
I guess we're all welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. What's next?
Next, we are going to play some classic Dago Abortions, as we're going to be hearing some of Rob Rash's favorite tracks from over the past couple of years. And also, I want to mention a happy 25th birthday to WUSB Stony Brook. That's right, tomorrow, or actually it's sort of 2 days from now or tomorrow, depending on how your sleep schedule is, but this Sunday, which will be the 30th of June?
I think so.
Yeah, this Sunday, the 30th of June, will be the 25th anniversary of WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM, being on the air. Actually, I'm not sure if it's the anniversary of the FM broadcast, because I know there was an AM broadcast for a while, but there will be some shows on with the full history of WUSB, which actually is older than Rob Rash.
Me.
And so, some of this equipment in here is older than Rob Rash, too, but that's a different story.
Isn't that another industry secret?
Remember, folks, to donate to the next Radiothon, which will be coming up sometime in the fall. That's another story, too. But anyway, I want to say a happy 25th birthday to WUSB Stony Brook, as well as a farewell to me, Rob Rash. It's been great serving the Long Island community for the past 3 years, a little more than 3 years for me. Had a pleasure serving you, Stony Brook, Long Island, and parts of Connecticut as well. So thank you very much. Without any further ado, we're going to get back to the music and the Rob Rash Radio Hour. Once again, John and Brian Kate, thank you very much.